It's The List Goes On. Do you think we're going to get anybody that buys us cameos for the List and Your Boy 200?
I think if you request them, absolutely.
Hey, guys, buy us ridiculous cameos for the List and Your Boy 200.
You should probably do that on the regular live show next week. Is there anybody in particular that you'd want in a cameo?
Nah, I don't care.
Okay. Sting? He's not there, I don't think.
He's not there. I don't care. I just think it'd be funny.
I was telling Sean off the air when Taker did the 30 cameos for $1,000. At first I said to Sean, what question do you want me to ask him? Because I was going to do one. Mm-hmm. And Sean gave me a question. Then I thought about it, and especially I had been on YouTube, and The Undertaker was fucking everywhere.
Yep.
And I said to Sean, you know what? I'm not going to do it because he's everywhere. Like, he went from doing no media ever to doing every piece of media you could possibly cram into a month's time period.
I'll get an interview with him eventually. WWE know I want to interview him, give him to me, right, type of stuff. Like, yeah.
But see, when I got the Roman Reigns one, Roman Reigns was under quarantine.
Yeah.
And wasn't doing any interviews, really. And so that one was unique, but Taker's all over. So, like, the idea of doing the $1,000 cameo, didn't really appeal to me.
Yeah, ridiculous price.
Yeah, it was. So I want to ask you about the status of WWE television production, because I've heard stuff and I've read stuff from you about how Vince is still showing up late. He's changing things at the last minute. Is that all still every single taping? Is like that?
I don't want to say every single taping, but this week the script came in like 25 minutes before the show. And, I mean, I know a lot of that's because Braun got hurt, so it got really frustrating. Mm. But you can't do that every week. Like, people got to know what they're doing. And this is one of the talking points that they constantly harp on in their WCW revisionist history documentaries. Mm-hmm, is, mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, it was so late. It was this, it was that. Come mm-hmm. on, man.
Hmm. That's unfortunate. So it sounds like none of that is changing at all.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it.
What are your thoughts? So Tony Khan on the media call that no one was invited to do. He was asked about the possibility of a trios title, you know, a six-man tag team title. And he suggested that it could happen in 2021. I love that idea. I like it. It'd be unique to North American wrestling, to U.S.-based wrestling.
Well, sort of. WCW did it.
Oh, is that when they, like, three count were the champions?
No. WCW had WCW six-man world tag team titles for a while, but they didn't take off because no company has really treated them well. NWA had them for a long time.
Like in the 80s, yeah?
Yeah, but I mean, no, WCW's was like for 9 months in 1991.
Okay, I don't really remember. Exactly. I vaguely remember something with the Legion of Doom and Dusty Rhodes.
The winners of this, they would throw together teams like Junkyard Dog, Ricky Morton, Tommy Rich. Then you would get the Freebirds winning. Then you would get like Dustin Rhodes, Z-Man, and Big Josh. Big Josh, who eventually became Doink. Yes, and then the York Foundation, which was Marlena before she went to WWE. Terry Taylor, Tommy Rich, Ricky Morton. It's like, man, come on. In Lucha Underground, they had the trios titles there.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah.
But, I mean, ROH has done it, but they've abandoned it. The thing is, AEW has such an abundance of talent, Jimmy, that it'd be different.
They have a lot of groups.
Yeah, when New Japan brought on the whatever, never open weight six-man tag titles, it was just another something to do. People complained about all the pointless eight- and six-man tags, so they're just like, here's some titles for them. But then they would never defend them. It was ridiculous. AEW now has enough content between 2 hours on Dynamite, 2 hours on Dark, they can do this. And look at what they have, Jimmy. Off the top of my head, SCU, Private Party, and Matt Hardy, the Nightmare Family. You've got two different combinations of Inner Circle. You've got Jurassic Express, Death Triangle, Eddie Kingston, Butcher, and the Blade. You've got the Gun Club.
Yep.
You've got two different combinations of the Dark Order, maybe three. Best Friends and Orange Cassidy. Mm-hmm. That's like a dozen teams, and Team Taz. That's a dozen teams off the top of my head.
I agree. It makes perfect sense to do it and be something different. Yeah, I hope they do it. It'd be something different. I should have done this next one on the live show. Damn it. I should have done this next one on the live show. And I regret that I didn't. And I might have Camilla pull this out and put it up on Listen to Your Boy next week, because I wanted to do it for Sasha Banks stands. Damn it. I forgot to put this on the live show. So I wanted to give props to Bayley, because she came in at number one. And we have a screen grab from Bayley's Twitter account. Put up Media 5, Camilla. So there's Bayley's there. She's holding up the cover, and then she shaved the number one at the back of her head there. I'm not big on polls typically, because I know that they're subjective, but I had to smile when I saw this cover. What you can't see, because her hair is covering it, she's looking at Sasha Banks. Mm-hmm. And you see how there's a big number one next to Bayley?
Yeah.
Next to Sasha Banks, there's a big number five, because Sasha Banks was ranked number five for the year.
Yeah.
The other three, so Bayley was number one, Becky Lynch number two, Asuka number three, Charlotte Flair number four, and Sasha Banks number five. So I was going to mention that on the live show, and I was going to say it to the Sasha stand. So what do you do now? Are you going to tell PWI that it's about race? Are you going to crap on them saying that PWI, all they know is white women?
Oh, Jimmy, that's a dumb thing to say.
No, it's not, because this is what they said to me, Sean. So I can fully say it, because they said it to me.
Oh, you mean the fans, or that Sasha's going to say that?
No, the fans, man.
Oh, God, thank God. I thought you were implying Sasha was going to say that. Yeah, of course.
Sasha would never.
Of course, some of the fans will say that. Yeah, of course they will. They'll still say it, but.
So
Bayley had the best year. She did. If it's based on the period that I think it is, June or July to June or July, Bayley objectively had like the best year, and she deserves it. Becky right behind her, because she held the title for most of that period. But
And Asuka,
yeah. So I mean, I agree with it. Charlotte, maybe, but I think Sasha Banks is probably winning it next year. So.
Very good chance. But I saw the cover and I had to smile, because I thought about those Sasha Banks fans.
Yeah.
So I thought that was pretty funny. What else do I got for you? NWA.
Oh,
I want to ask you about the NWA.
Why?
So, well, I'm going to tell you why. So this week they aired the first episode of their new show called Shockwave on YouTube. They had Nick Aldis defending the title against Mike Bennett in the main event. They do that in conjunction with the UWN network. Mm-hmm. All right. So now the UWN network has suspended events through the end of December because of COVID. And then in addition to that, it was announced that the director of operations is leaving the NWA. And so my question is, what's going on with the NWA?
Well, I would get the feeling that Billy Corgan's more worried about his music stuff right now. I think they got new music out, but...
Yes, I read about it, yeah. That they're doing a new album.
So... What I've heard is up at the NWA is nothing. They're letting people go. They're letting contracts lapse. They're getting titles off of people that they think are going to sign elsewhere, and that's it. I feel bad that Thunder Rosa is under contract to them. I've heard nothing. I mean, Nick Aldis probably wants to run the thing.
Does he get a guarantee? He must, yeah?
Yeah, they all do, but I mean, some of these people get like hundreds of dollars. Right. We pay our writers better than NWA pays a lot of their wrestlers.
Right. Okay, I was curious, because when I heard that the UWN was suspending operations, knowing that their new show, Shockwave, is a UWN production, I thought, well, that can't bode well for the NWA.
Nope. I would, you know? If I were Billy, I'd sell it. And I'd probably sell it to WWE. I would say, listen, I got a video library. Let's make it work.
Does he own the video library?
He owns the library of whatever it is that they show, whatever came with it. But, I mean, also, he does have a video library over the last year.
Right. Well, that's true. Yeah.
But,
okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Probably get him a little bit of money. Maybe he can get some of his money back.
Yeah. All right. That's all I got for you, bud.
Till next time, guys. I guess we're out.